With WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting. Medicare open enrollment is happening now through December 7th. While Medicare beneficiaries review their plans and possibly seek new ones, scammers are taking this time to target people. WXPR's Katie Thorson reports on what to look out for to keep your information safe. A note to listeners, Senior Medicare Patrol is a financial supporter of WXPR.
There's been a lot of news and attention on healthcare in recent weeks. And even though all of it isn't directed towards Medicare, scammers are likely going to take advantage of that attention during the Medicare open enrollment period.
We haven't necessarily seen that yet, but as kind of trends go, anytime there's change or a lot of uncertainty, that's when the fraudsters really take advantage of those situations.
As the Fraud and Abuse Program Manager for the Greater Wisconsin Agency on Aging Resources, Ingrid Condinger works with the Senior Medicare Patrol to educate people and hopefully help them avoid scams. WXPR has already heard from some listeners that said as soon as enrollment opened on the 15th, they were getting scam calls. Condinger stresses Medicare doesn't call people to verify their information, and they're certainly not going to pressure you to make changes to your plan immediately.
If anyone's pressuring you to make a decision right now, that's a red flag. And I would suggest, hanging up or ending that conversation as quickly as possible. Take your time in learning about different options, asking questions.
Condinger encourages people to review their plans. There's been a lot of changes, with some Medicare Advantage plans no longer available in 2026 and others changing their coverage. Condinger recommends a couple different resources to help find plans. You can visit medicare.gov or call the Medicare hotline at 1-800-633-4227. Your local ADRC office has people that can help with enrollment. Wisconsin Senior Medicare Patrol also has a toll-free helpline at 888-818-2611. The helpline can also assist people that think they may have been scammed. Medicare open enrollment ends December 7th. Katie Thorson, WXPR News.
Court proceedings will be on pause for a Merrill man accused of murdering his father. A judge has ruled 26-year-old Austin Stevenson is not mentally competent at this time. Hopes are that his competency can be restored, but court proceedings will be suspended for now. Austin Stevenson is charged with first-degree intentional homicide and burglary. 48-year-old John Stevenson was found dead in March after the Lincoln County Sheriff's Office responded to a request for a welfare check in the township of Corning. That's after John Stevenson didn't show up to work and had not been heard from. United Airlines plans to begin offering service in central Wisconsin next year. The carrier has announced it will offer 3 flights daily to Chicago from Central Wisconsin Airport. The service will begin in May using 50-seat regional aircraft. Central Wisconsin Airport manager Brian Greifey says it's a significant milestone. He says the move will mean the airport is served by 3 commercial airlines, offering more choices and convenience for travelers. The Trump administration says it's working to ease the financial burden of in vitro fertilization, a concern for many couples in Michigan and across the country. But as Crystal Blair reports, many advocates say more needs to be done.
IVF can run $12,000 to $25,000 per cycle, often with multiple rounds, and it's not always fully covered by insurance. Building on a February order to expand access, the Trump administration recently announced that it's cutting the price of a common fertility drug by roughly 40% to nearly 80% for cash-paying patients. Advocates welcome the move, but say it barely puts a dent in the full cost of the procedure. Stephanie Jones is with State Strong, a coalition focused on protecting and expanding fertility rights. She says this is not what was promised in February.
It was announced that going to make IVF free and accessible for all. Either the federal government was going to be paying for it or your insurance company was going to be paying for it. What we found out this past Thursday in the announcement is very far cry from that.
In a White House speech, President Donald Trump called the IVF drug deal a historic victory for American women, mothers, and families, saying the cost of fertility drugs will dramatically slash under the new policy. Crystal Blair reporting.
Agriculture Secretary Brooke Rollins confirmed the administration's intent to increase beef imports from Argentina in a Fox Business interview last week. As Harvest Public Media's Molly Ashford reports, beef producers and rural lawmakers are highly critical of the move.
President Trump first announced the idea to increase Argentine beef imports on Sunday. He says that will help bring down record-high beef prices brought on by the smallest U.S. cattle herd in 75 years. But the plan led to a rare rebuke from farm groups and rural lawmakers. Nebraska Senator Pete Ricketts said in a press call that he and other Senate Republicans met with Trump personally to urge him to reconsider.
We ought to look for market-based solutions to address the president's goal of bringing down beef prices.
National and local cattlemen's groups have also been vocal in their opposition. I'm Molly Ashford, Harvest Public Media.
Healthcare providers are trying a new tactic to promote the healing effects of nature. They're actually writing prescriptions for it. Time in nature can lower blood pressure and reduce at least the perception of stress. Doctors recommending time outdoors isn't new, but hundreds of them over the last decade have taken to issuing formal prescriptions in hopes of getting people to follow through. For WXPR News, I'm John Burton reporting.